Gathering back at the panel investigating the Capitol riot, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Former President Trump today blasting the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th violence at the Capitol. The former president calling the committee's evidence from testimony complete lies.
It's a one-way street. It's a rigged deal. It's a disgrace, and it's never happened in the history of our country where we didn't have any, we have no representation.
The former president calling the riot a simple protest that got out of hand. Several Democrats say Trump was fully aware he lost the election but attempted to stay in power and should be held responsible for actions of his supporters. Authorities in Missouri say a house explosion near St. Louis that killed two people and critically injured four others might have been caused by young people using explosives to make fireworks. The explosion destroyed a home near the town of Blackjack. Four victims are being treated for what officials say are life-threatening injuries. Texas Governor Greg Abbott today criticizing the Biden administration for what he believes is a lack of enforcement of immigration laws by the Department of Homeland Security.
What DHS needs to do is their job. Their job is to enforce the laws passed by the United States Congress. That would mean to stop the illegal immigration from occurring in the first place.
Abbott's comments coming after Customs and Border Patrol reported more than 239,000 migrant encounters last month, a new record. Police say a 71-year-old man facing murder charges for fatally shooting three elderly people at a church potluck dinner in Alabama had attended services there previously. Two of the victims died not long after being shot in a Vestavia Hills church outside Birmingham last night. A third victim died at a hospital today. Police say someone attending the potluck subdued the shooter and restrained him until officers arrived. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden says he's not going to Saudi Arabia next month to meet with the Crown Prince believed to be behind the killing of a journalist.
President Biden says he is not traveling to Saudi Arabia next month for a meeting with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Going to an international meeting, and he's going to be part of it, just like there were people part of the discussion today.
Saudi Arabia is hosting the Gulf Cooperation Council Summit. The president is attending, the White House says, to advance U.S. security, economic, and diplomatic interest. As a candidate, President Biden described the kingdom as a pariah after U.S. intelligence assessed the Crown Prince likely ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
About 20 students at a Michigan high school where four students were killed in a mass shooting say their constitutional rights to safety and education have been violated. A federal lawsuit being filed today calls for changes to ensure security at Oxford High School near Detroit. That lawsuit names the Oxford Community School District, its former superintendent, and several other officials. Yellowstone National Park remains closed because of historic flooding, but Montana Governor Greg Gianforte hopes portions of the park could reopen soon. He toured some of the areas damaged by flooding earlier today.
Montanans are resilient. We're going to get this rebuilt, and we're going to open this community back up. And our best days are ahead of us, even in this dark time.
Gianforte was criticized for being out of the country on a personal trip while the flooding took place. He returned last night. A restaurant created by KFC founder Harlan Sanders for his wife decades ago is now for sale. Claudia Sanders' dinner house in Shelbyville, Kentucky, hit the market this week. No sale price is listed. The firm handling the sale says potential buyers must have at least $5 million in cash on hand and sign a non-disclosure agreement. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.